我见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
很高兴看到我们亲戚朋友、弟兄姐妹来参加我们第三晚的布道会。
We thank God to see so many brothers and sisters, family and friends attend our third night of evangelical service.
在圣经里面有三个人问这个问题：我当怎么做才会承受永生
？In the Bible, there are three people who ask the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
前晚还有昨晚，我们查考到这个要首先信耶稣基督。
Then two nights before, we talked about how we must first believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
第二呢，就是要把神放为首位。
The second night, we talked about how we have to put God first.
今天我们要查考第三个人在问这个问题。
So tonight, we'll talk about the third person who asked this question.
这个问题其实我们都要问，因为我们也想要知道怎么来承受永生。
And this question we all will ask because we have the desire to inherit the eternal life.
我们请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10,
25节。
Verse 25.
到37节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37.
路加福音第十章25节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25.
到37节。
Verse 37.
路加福音第十章25节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25.
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”26节。
26.
耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？”27节。
27.
他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”28节。
28.
耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行呢，就必得永生。”29节。
29.
那人要显明自己有理就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”30节。
30.
耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。”31节。
31.
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。32节。
32.
又有一个利未人来到这个地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。33节。
33.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。34节。
34.
上去用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二三十五节。
35.
第二天拿出两银钱银子来，交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。”36节。
36.
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？37节。
37.
他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”在这里记载的有一个律法师。
Here there was a lawyer.
这律法师就是精通神的话语圣经的人。
We can say the lawyer understood God's words.
那么他故意的问主耶稣说：“我当怎么做才会得到承受永生？”
He purposely asked the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
其实主耶稣早就知道这个人是故意问的。
And Lord Jesus knew right away that he was asking purposefully.
所以主耶稣不直接回答他的问题。
So Lord Jesus did not give him a direct answer.
主耶稣就反问他说：“那么圣经上怎么说的？你怎么了解的？”
So Lord Jesus replied with a question or two. What is written in the law? What do you read there?
那这个人知道说耶稣问他嘛，他也知道了，他就跟主耶稣讲。
So this person knew that Lord Jesus was asking him these questions, so he responded.
他说要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。第二就是要爱邻舍如同自己。
And he replied with, "You shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
其实我们这样做，我们就可以承受永生了。
And if we can do these things, then we will inherit eternal life.
可是这个人呢，要显明他有理。
But this person wanted to justify himself.
可能他觉得不好意思，这个明问。自己问人家还自己回答。
And he probably felt kind of embarrassed that he asked the question, yet he had to provide the answer.
那么他就问主耶稣说：“那谁是我的邻舍？”
So he asked another question, "Who is my neighbor?"
那请问哦，如果有人问我们谁是我们邻舍，我们怎么回答
？I ask everyone here, who is your neighbor? How will we respond?
我们会不会跟他讲个故事
？Will we respond with a story?
应该不会啊。
Probably not.
啊，我们就说邻舍就是旁边那个人。
We'll just say the neighbor is the guy next to me.
好，那么主耶稣为什么讲这个比喻呢
？So why did Lord Jesus say this parable?
啊，圣经上说比喻啊是天国的奥秘。
The Bible tells us that parables contain the mysteries of heaven.
啊，如果我们要进入天国，我们要知道天国的奥秘。
If we want to enter into heaven, we have to understand the mysteries of heaven.
这个比喻呢，就是智慧人的谜语啊。
And the parables are also
the riddle of the wise.
The riddle of the wise.
啊，换句话说，我们要去思考啊，到底主耶稣讲这比喻啊，怎么包含了这永生，叫我们怎么来啊爱人如己。
We have to understand what the parable is telling us regarding how to enter into the heavenly kingdom and how to love our neighbor.
啊，借这个比喻，主耶稣啊，不只回答他这个问题，谁是我的邻舍。
So here, using this parable, he did not just answer who is his neighbor.
他也回答了啊，这个爱邻舍如同自己，这个意义是什么
？He also answered the question, "What does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself?"
还有如何的爱我们的邻舍。
And also how to love your neighbor.
首先我们来讨论这个谁是我的邻舍。
So let's first talk about who is our neighbor.
主耶稣问这个问题啊，主耶稣讲这个比喻，到最后问这个啊律法师这个问题，说啊啊在36节。
And after saying this parable, he asked the lawyer one more question, verse 36.
说你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
Ask the question, which one of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
这个问题问得很玄哦。
And this is actually a very shrewd question.
其实主耶稣可以问这个律法师说啊，这个祭司的邻舍是谁？
He might have asked a more straightforward question, who is the neighbor to the priest?
还是利未人邻舍是谁？
Or who is the neighbor to the Levite?
还是撒玛利亚人的邻舍是谁？
Or who is the neighbor to the Samaritan?
他问的是说那个受伤的邻舍是谁？
But rather he asked the question, who is the neighbor of the man who was harmed?
那么仔细想一下，这让我们可以考虑想到说我们怎么来定义谁是我们的邻舍。
And when we think about this question, it'll help us understand who is our neighbor.
通常我们去定义我们邻舍是用我们的角度来定义。
Or help us determine who is our neighbor. When we determine who is our neighbor, we usually use our own perspective.
可是主耶稣在这里不是在问我们谁是我们邻舍，主耶稣是问我们旁边那一个人说，你觉不觉得我是他的邻舍？
But here, Lord Jesus is not saying who is your neighbor, but rather who is the neighbor of the other guy, meaning I can be his neighbor.
我再讲一下，这个讲个故事啦。如果说我们想要知道这个孩子有没有听爸爸妈妈的话
？Or I'll tell a story. If we want to know if the child listens to his father or mother.
请问你要问孩子呢，还是问父母亲
？Would you ask the child, or would you rather ask the parents?
如果你问孩子的话，孩子当然说我听话。
If you ask the child, then the child will say, "Of course I listen."
可是如果你问父母亲说孩子听不听话，可能就父母就比较客观一点，比孩子客观。
But if you ask the parents, perhaps they'll be a little more reserved.
Objective. 父母亲会比较客观。
Or they'll be more objective.
因为，比如还是讲一个例子好了。如果说我们想要知道说这个先生有没有爱太太。
Or if we want to ask the husband, or we want to ask a couple if the husband loves the wife.
请问我们要问谁？
Then who should we ask?
是要问先生吗？
Do we ask the husband?
你问先生，先生说我当然爱我太太。
Of course the husband will respond, of course I love my wife.
那最公道的方法就是问太太，你觉得先生有没有在爱你？
The better way would be to ask the wife if the husband loves her.
同样的，谁是我们的邻舍？
In the same way, who is our neighbor?
如果用我们的方法的话，那我们会去定义某某人是我的邻舍。
If we use our own method, we might say, "Oh, this person is our neighbor."
可是主耶稣所问的是，问周围的人说，你会不会觉得这一个这个信徒是不是你的邻舍？
But instead, Lord Jesus asked the another person to ask.If another person is their neighbor.
这个显明就是说，我们自己定义邻舍和主耶稣所定义邻舍不一样。
And this means that the way we determine who our neighbors are, and the way Lord Jesus determines who the neighbors are different.
我们去定义我们的邻舍是谁，那么我们会觉得说，我已经行了主耶稣的道理了，我爱邻舍如同自己。
Because if we determine our own neighbors, we can say that, yes, I have fulfilled loving our neighbor as ourselves.
比如说你去问这个祭司谁是你的邻舍。
For example, if you ask the priest who is his neighbor,
那祭司说啊，这个就是我的太太啊，我的儿女啊，在有敬拜神的人呢、啊。
The priest might say, oh, it is my wife or my children or the people who serve God or worship God.
那他觉得说啊，他其实这个祭司自我欺骗了，我很好哦，我已经遵守神的命令了，第二条这个诫命了，爱邻舍如同自己。
And the priest may be deceiving himself, saying, oh, I completely followthe second commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves.
所以主耶稣特别去问那个受伤的，问他受伤说，你觉得这个祭司是不是你的邻舍？
So instead, the Lord Jesus asked the person that was harmed, "Do you think the priest is your neighbor?"
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
虽然他们都是犹太人。
Even though they are both Jews.
可是呢，这个祭司啊，把他当成像这个外邦人还是这陌生人一样。
But the priest treated him as a Gentile or someone who he did not know.
那真的在生活当中啊，如果没有慈爱的话，对我们对别人没有慈爱的话
，And in our lives, if we do not have love for others,
虽然呢、啊，可能在公共汽车大家挤得要命
，Even though if we're on a bus and we're all very squished together,
你会不会觉得那个挤你的人是你的邻舍
？Or you think that the person crowding into you is your neighbor?
我想说绝对不是了。
I don't think so.
虽然邻舍就是说你的旁边的那个人了，可是我们觉得他是陌生人，不是我的邻舍。
Even though the neighbor can technically be the person next to you, but we'll still think of him or her as a stranger.
可是我相信我们有一个体验到，我们的旁周围的人呢，可能因为我们手拿很多东西要进门啊，还是出这个超级市场，还是这个 shopping mall.
But if we see someone carrying a lot of things.Maybe they're entering into a garage or shopping mall or a supermarket.
如果有人帮你帮忙开门
But if someone opens the door for them,
感觉如何
How do we feel?
这个陌生人好像是我的邻舍
We'll feel that, oh, perhaps the stranger who opened the door for me is my neighbor.
如果没有任何的慈爱啊，这个陌生人还是陌生人，不是我的邻舍
Because without love, this stranger will continue to be a stranger.
所以我们要了解一下，这个我们邻舍不是我们用我们的角度来定义，是用看看别人有没有觉得我们是他的邻舍。
So to determine who our neighbors are is not through our own perspective, but rather it is through other people and their view.
如果周围的人说啊，你是我的邻舍，感谢主，我们就行到这个主耶稣讲的爱邻舍如同自己的道理。
And if other people think that we are their neighbors, then thank God we have fulfilled the second commandment.
在教会里面可能有时候来看到很多不认识的人。
And perhaps in church we see people we do not recognize.
那如果我们看到他转眼过去，不理会的话
，But if we make eye contact and we look away suddenly, ignoring them，
虽然在教同个教会啊，可是还是陌生人啊。
But even though we're in the same church, but we treat each other as strangers。
可是打个招呼，就变成有点像邻舍了。
But if we say hello or greet them, then we're more neighborly。
好，这是主耶稣回答他的第一个问题。
And this is the first Lord Jesus' response to his first question。
第二个问题。
Second question.
主耶稣讨论到爱我们邻舍如同自己是什么意义？是什么意思
？The second question. What does it mean to love our neighbor as ourselves?
我们会觉得这个问题很简单。
Perhaps we think this question is very easy.
可是我在发觉到在生活上很多人看起来好像知道，可是行为表现不太知道。
And but what I notice is people may seem to understand the meaning, but in reality they do not fully understand.
因为我们在我们生活上绝对会讨厌一些人。
Because in our lives, there are some people we will not like.
我们还会批评他说，这个是假冒为善。
We might even criticize them as a hypocrite.
他做了很多坏事。
They do a lot of bad things.
我很不喜欢他。
I really do not like them.
甚至呢，我不知道会不会有人这样咒诅他，还向神祷告说，神啊，赶快让他死掉吧。
We may even curse them or pray to God so that God may take their life away.
希望没有。
Oh, of course, I hope not.
可是。有时候让我们气起来的时候，我们真的希望他赶快走。
But when we are truly angry, we may hope that they leave.
可是我们有没有想过，他所做的坏事和这个假冒为善，会不会有一天我们也会做同样的事情
？But have we ever thought that even though they may be a bad person or a hypocrite, but do we do the same?
我们如果祈求神替我们祷告，神把他带走了。
For example, God hears our prayer and takes this person away.
那过了几年后，换我了，做同样的坏事。
But after a few years, it might be us who do something to offend others.
我们怎么说？怎么向神说？
Then what will we say to God?
神啊，我该死啊，带我走去地狱吧。
Will we say, "Oh, take my life, take me to hell"?
不会的啦。
Of course not.
我们说神啊，再给我一次机会。
Well, instead, plead, "Oh Lord, give me one more chance."
但这叫爱人如这个，其实爱人如己就是说，我们就是那一个人。那如果是那一个人做这个假冒为善，做这个坏事啊，想想看，我们该怎么办？是巴不得赶快下地狱呢，还是啊，求主给他一个机会？
And this is what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we were that person that offended someone else, will we commit ourselves to hell, or will we plead for another chance?
在这个故事里面，主耶稣讲这比喻，其实他要怎么编故事哦，都随便他讲。
And when Lord Jesus is telling this parable, he could tell it any way he likes.
他其实他可以首先讲这个撒玛利人先过去啊，看到这个犹太人是他的仇敌啊，就转眼跑掉了。
He can instead tell a story where the Samaritan saw this person, saw that he was his enemy, and quickly ran away.
第二个是利未人看到他，哎，这个看看呢，啊，就也走掉了。
And or the Levite, he saw this person, looked at him for a little bit, and then eventually left.
后来祭司啊，这个最属灵的，服侍神的了，这个走到这个看到这个人呢，就帮助他。
Or you might say that, oh, the priest is now the best person. He saw this person in need and went to go help him.
其实主耶稣可以这样讲的。
And Lord Jesus can tell the story this way.
但是主耶稣反过来啊，主耶稣是说这个撒玛利亚人最好了，这个故事里面是最好、最有爱心的人。
But instead, now the story is backwards. The Samaritan is now the best person and the most loving.
其实撒玛利亚人和犹太人关系就像今天的这个，可以比喻成像这个巴勒斯坦人还有犹太人啊，他们两组人常常在打架。
And we can think of the Samaritans and the Jews, like today's like today, how the Jews and the Palestinians are constantly fighting.
他们是不怎么沟通的。
And they do not communicate with one another.
这个有一次主耶稣经过撒玛利亚累了，在旁边在井旁边休息。
And one time, Lord Jesus was going through the Samaritan area, and he went to a well to rest.
他去请一个这个，他看到一个撒玛利亚妇人，就问他说，可不可以拿一些水给我喝
？And he saw a Samaritan woman and asked if he can have some water to drink.
那撒玛利亚妇人就说，你是犹太人啊，你跟我没有关系的，我们不来往的。
And the Samaritan saw that he was a Jew, and she thought she knew that that Jews and Samaritans not get along.
这个撒玛利亚和这个犹太人，他们的历史悠久，那仇恨的历史很悠久。
And the Samaritans and Jews have a very long history of conflict.
当犹太人从巴比伦回到自己本国的时候
，That when the Jews went back to their home country from Babylon.
那么那时候的撒玛利亚人就欺压犹太人，因为犹太人比较弱。
And that Samaritans at that time began to harm the Jews because the Jewish nation was very weak.
阻碍他们建圣城啊，建圣殿。
They prevented them from building the holy temple.
那可是当犹太人强壮起来的时候了，就把这个撒玛利人看成是外族人一样。可虽然他们也是同样的宗教，可是觉得是这个混血的。
But later on, when the Jews became stronger, they despised the Samaritans because they thought they were mixed blood and they were weak.
那同时啊，他们觉得这个撒玛利人觉得犹太人啊是那种自义的人。
But in the same way, the Samaritans thought the Jews were very proud and they're self-righteous.
犹太人看这个撒玛利亚人就像是不干净，这个道理也不纯正。
Jews thought Samaritans were unclean and they had an incomplete truth.
所以我们会想到说这两组人很难合得来了。
And we can think that it's very difficult for these two groups of people to come together.
那主耶稣就是用这个撒玛利亚人来怎么去恩待犹太人，来告诉。人们说什么叫做爱邻舍如同自己
？But yet, Lord Jesus used the example of the Samaritan and the Jew to help us understand what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们知道这个红十字会是建立在基督教的这个原则上 ，Red Cross.
And we know that the Red Cross is built upon Christian principles.
他们说在打仗的时候，不管是哪一个国家的军丁都是要救。
And they believe that during a war, no matter which side is injured, they have to save both sides.
可是有时候人会观念很狭窄。
But sometimes we can become very narrow-minded.
在这个第二次世界大战的时候。
And in the Second World War.
德国呢抓了一个美国兵。
The Germans captured an American soldier.
那美国兵受伤了。
And an American soldier was injured.
那有一个红十字会的医生啊，就去这个医疗这个美国兵。
And a doctor from the Red Cross went to go try to save or heal the American soldier.
啊，这是医生是个德国人。
And this doctor is a German.
啊，这有个军官都看到了，很不高兴，就拿枪啊对着这个医生对着头说啊，你给我停止，你再医疗他，我就把你枪毙。
And there's a German commander who saw this was very unhappy. Took out his gun, put it to this doctor's head, saying, telling him to stop.
那么红十字会的原则就是说，不管虽然这是他是你的敌人啊，是德国人的敌人，可是呢，他是一个人，是照着神的形象所造的。
And the principle of the Red Cross is, even though they may be our enemy, but yet they are still a person. They're created by God.
他有需要帮忙，他受伤了，我们要帮助他。
And they need help, therefore we need to help him.
好，那么这个爱人如己啊，爱邻舍如同自己啊，不是跟世上所说的说。我不希望别人我不希望别人做坏事在我身上，所以我不做坏事在别人身上。
And to love our neighbor as ourselves, it does not mean that since we do not wish bad on other people, therefore we do not wish bad on ourselves, therefore we do not wish bad on other people.
其实那句话说我不希望别人做坏事在我身上，所以我不做坏事在别人身上，这个是很负面、很被动的。
And because if we say that, it's actually very negative and passive.
比如说。为什么这些这个祭司还有这个利未人呢、啊，不帮助这个他的同胞呢
？And we can ask why didn't the priest or the Levite help their own people？
有一种可能性。
And there is one possibility。
我又不是我打他的，不是我把这个犹太人打伤了。
They might think to themselves, "It's not I who beat this person up."
跟我无关。
This has nothing to do with me.
我就要走了。
Therefore, I'm leaving.
这样也对呀、啊，不是吗
？Is this correct？
爱人如己就是啊，我不需要别人做坏事在我身上，我不做坏事在别人身上。
Because is this what it means to love our neighbor as ourselves? I do not want other people to wish me bad, therefore I do not do bad to other people.
见死不救啊，其实是杀人嘞。
But if we do not save someone who is about to die, this is the same as murder.
所以我们不要误会说，反正我没有做坏事在别人身上，这我就是爱人如己。
So we should not understand that just because we do not do bad to other people, this is not the same as loving our neighbor as ourselves.
那这个十诫从第五诫到第十诫，就是建立在这个原则上。
And from the fifth commandment to the tenth commandment are based on this principle.
我们会不会跟我们配偶说啊，太太，我很爱你？
We will say to our wife or husband that I love you very much.
你看啊，我从来没有犯奸淫。
Look, I have never committed adultery.
我还是养活你，带钱回来。
I still support you.
那太太会不会满意
？Will the wife be very touched or satisfied with this?
不一定啊，就是说你没有真的去这个，虽然你没有做那些大坏事啊，可是，在生活上啊都不帮忙啊，做一些家事啊，体贴一点啊，对他来讲，这个先生啊，这个观念啊，爱人如己有问题了。
And probably not, because just because we do not do the bad things, but in our daily life we do not do anything good, meaning we are not sensitive to her, we do not help out with the chores around the house, this feeling is different.
所以我们不要守诫命守得很被动啊，反正我没有做坏事就好了。
And so we should not obey the commandments in a negative point of view, just because we do not do anything bad.
所以主耶稣借这个比喻显明了爱邻舍如同自己的真实的意义是什么。
So here, Lord Jesus will explain what it truly means to love our neighbor as ourselves.
那最后，主耶稣借这个比喻回答如何爱我们的邻舍如同自己。
And lastly, he used this parable to explain how to love our neighbor as ourselves.
首先我们来思考一下，这个利未人和祭司是怎么爱他的邻舍。
So let us first study how did the priest and the Levite love their neighbor.
圣经上记载说，这个祭司是看到他走过去的。
The Bible describes that the priest saw him and he passed on the other side.
另外呢，可能比较有爱心一点，还走过去看一下，到底怎么回事？再走过，再走了。
We can say the Levite was maybe a little more loving. He saw him, and he went on his way.
有时候人的关怀好像是这样子。
And perhaps sometimes our compassion or our care is sometimes like this.
你怎么了？
We might ask someone, "How are you?"
你有这个问题 ？OK， 好，我知道了。
And then when we say, "Oh, you have this problem. Okay, now I know."
再见。
I'm going now.
也不帮他祷告， 也不安慰他。
That we do not pray for them, nor do we comfort them.
这个不是好邻舍。
And this is not a good neighbor.
好，那这个撒玛利亚人呢？圣经上说啊，他就动了慈心。
And the Bible describes the Samaritan, he was moved with pity.
请问我们今天有没有这个慈心？
Do we have this compassion or pity today?
要做这个爱人如己啊，要有个慈心啊。
Because when we want to love our neighbor as ourselves, we need to have this compassion.
圣经上说，在末世啊，因为罪恶增加，所以人的爱心啊就冷淡了。
The Bible describes that in the end times, because their evil abounds, therefore people's love will grow cold.
所以现在呢，大家都很保护自己。
So today we live a life where we want to protect ourselves.
这个乞丐不能给哦。听说读到报纸说，你给他钱的话，他忽然跳起来杀人了。这个我不能做。
That we should not give beggars any money because we've read in the paper that some beggars come and after taking the money they rob you.
所以有时候听到这种恐怖故事，大家都很保守的。有人车子坏掉在路上不管他了，听说也是有人装出来的。
And because we hear these stories, when we see people in need, for example, a car broke down on the highway, we do not help them because we're afraid that something bad will happen.
那有时候在我们生活上，因为知道某某人呐、这知道越久啊，越没有同情心。
And sometimes in our life, when we hear of something for a longer period of time, our love for that.For them grows colder and colder.
有时候特别是对家里的人，这有时候家里的人就很不客气啊，对外面的人，因为他看起来还不认识他，这个看起来他还不错，所以可以给他多点慈爱。
And this might happen with our family that in our family, our love for each other goes colder and colder, but rather for a stranger, because we do not know them, we might love them a little more.
有个故事这样说。
There's a story.
有一个人在他的后院这很乡村在后他后院找到一口井。
That in a very rural area, the person found discovered a well in their backyard.
那这个水在那个旷野是很极其宝贵的。
And they were in the wilderness, and water in the wilderness is very valuable.
所以这个人很慷慨就隔一天呢装了满很多的水到他们乡村说大家免费拿水，尽量拿。
So this person is very generous. He took buckets of water from this well, brought it into the city, and told people, Please take water as you want.
可是后来发觉到说，日子久了，这些人连谢谢都不说了，直接走过去拿一桶水就走了。
Yeah, but he found that through time that the people would take this water and would not even show some gratitude.
后来这个人呢就说，好，以后你要水拿水都要说是谢谢，不说谢谢不能拿。
So this person said, okay, from now on, if you want to take this water, you first have to also say thank you to me.
后来他也发觉到说，这些有些人会伤害一些，做些坏事伤害一些人。
And then he saw that, some of the people, they would do something bad to harm others.
所以他说要求说，你每次拿水的时候，不只说谢谢，也要给我名单谁对你不好我就不给他水。
And then so he said, made another rule saying, okay, now not only do you not have to say thank you, but you also have to make a list of people who treated you badly, so therefore I won't give water to them.
那结果怎么样?
So what happened at the end?
到最后没有一个人配得拿水，因为全部都在黑名单里面，只有他最好。
And at the end, there was no one worthy of taking the water. Everyone was on the blacklist, only he was the best.
有时候我们到最后会变成那一个人，到最后对谁都不慈爱，因为每个人都伤害过我。
And at the end, if we might turn out to be that person that because everyone has harmed me, therefore I do not love anyone.
可是这个撒玛利亚人当然是受犹太人欺压，可是他怎么看到他就动了慈心，因为他还是一个人，他还需要帮助。
But the Samaritan, even though they have poor relations with the Jews, but yet he was still moved to pity because he saw that he was still a person.
那么他怎么帮助他呢？
So how did he help him?
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
第十章的三十四节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 34.
上前呢，用油和酒倒在他的伤处包裹好了。
That he bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them.
这一个人呢，应该有很多的伤口。
And this person probably had many wounds.
那这个油呢， 在圣经里面可以代表圣灵。
This oil in the Bible can also represent Holy Spirit.
那这个油本身呢，就像该怎么说？这是油，应该是橄榄油。就像你知道我们皮肤这个粗啊，就拿那个 lotion， 抹，因为这会帮助这皮肤复原。
And this oil is olive oil, is much like lotions today, where it can protect the skin.
那这酒呢？因为像酒精呢，可以消毒。
And this wine is like an antiseptic, and it can kill the germs.
那这个油其实在圣经里面是一方面象征的圣灵呢。
And the oil can also be described as the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
那个酒呢，可以代表在圣经里面也是把这个酒代表是恩典呢，还是真理
？And the wine can also in the Bible represent grace or truth.
那真的在世界上，我们常常碰到这种人。被人打伤，被强盗打伤。
And in the world, we often find people who are like this person who are beaten by robbers.
我们觉得说这故事跟我们没什么关系。
We might think that the story has nothing to do with us.
可是这个其实虽然不同的情况，可是原则还是一样。
But even though this might not apply to us, but the principle is the same.
这个强盗就是很自私的人。
That this robber is someone very selfish.
我没有碰过自私的人。
Have we encountered anyone selfish?
不只自私啊，很暴力。
Not only selfish, but very violent.
那这个强盗做了三件事情在这个人身上。
And this robber did three things onto this person.
就是剥去他的衣裳。
First, they stripped him of his clothes.
第二就是把他打个半死。
And second, they beat him till he was half dead.
第三呢，不理他。
And lastly, they ignored him and went away.
那其实，在我们生活上，真的有一些人在他们家庭里面，还是一些事情。发生一些事情，就是说，他们呢、受到人的凌辱啊，他有些人把他所做的坏事、全部跟别人讲，好像就剥他的衣服一样，让他很赤裸裸的，很羞耻。
And there are some people that they did something bad and there was made public to everyone else. Therefore, it was like stripping them and exposing their shame.
后来呢，这些人不止这样子毁谤他，就满足了，这些人还当面的攻击他。骂他，侮辱他。
And not only did they shame him, but they also yelled at him, criticized him.
后来呢，说到最后，他已经心满意足了，就说我不理你了，我要走了。
And lastly, these people probably feeling content of what they did, they left him.
其实这种事情常常发生在社会里面。
And actually, we see this happen in society.
好，那这时候呢，我们要用恩典、用慈爱还有真理来。帮助他，安慰他。
And it is at these times we have to help these people with the people that were hurt with the Holy Spirit with grace and with truth.
那油这个就是酒了，就是用真理和恩典。
Or with the truth and with grace, and this is the wine.
那油就是，你知道我们去安慰他，人所做有限了，我们要帮他代祷，就像圣灵呢，在他心中使这个。伤口早日复原了。
And then we also have to pray for this person as if we're pouring oil on them.
好，那么下一个，他是把它放在自己的这个可能驴子上。
And then he put him on his own animal.
这个驴子象征了今天我们的这个车子啊。
Or this animal could be like a donkey, and this donkey can be like our cars today.
如果这个驴子本来就有东西了。要把人放在上面，那可能这个人就是可能自己背那些重担了。
And if they put the man on this donkey, perhaps the donkey was already carrying things, so therefore he has to take these things off the donkey and put them on himself to carry them himself to place this man on the donkey.
他可能其实大家都很忙。
And actually, everyone is very busy.
其实他说啊，这个不顺路了，我没办法。
Maybe this it was not on his way.
他可以自己说，我已经帮助他了，我把他包裹好了，用油用酒了，那就是他自己处理，躺在那边吧。
And he might have said, "Oh, I already put oil and wine on him, and this should be enough."
那其实你想想看，这个被打了半死啊，如果有个野兽、狮子、什么狼来了，我看这个人只是被躺着被咬、被吃掉啊。
But if we truly think about it, if this person was truly half dead.Maybe a wild animal, a lion, will come and eventually eat the person. Or we can think of maybe be at night where it gets really cold and this person would freeze to death.
所以这个撒玛利亚人真的爱人如己啊！他想说你在这边冷死还是被咬死不好。来来来，虽然不方便对我来不方便，可是对 对你来讲，你的事更重要。啊，我把你放在我的驴子上，我带你去这个旅馆去。
And the Samaritan, even though he knows it is not on his way or inconvenient, but my inconvenience is pales in comparison to your life. Therefore, let me take you to somewhere safe.
那他把他带去这个旅馆里面。
So he took him to the inn.
这个旅馆呢，今天象征的是教会。
And this inn can be, we can say, is the church today.
啊，如果真的有人受伤的话，你要带他去医院。
That if someone is truly injured, we would take them to a hospital.
可是如果一个人是心灵破碎，
But if someone who is broken and emotionally,
我看你带他去医院没有用，医生说你很好，请你出去。
The doctor will say, "You're in perfect health. Please leave."
所以这个教会呢，是特别是主耶稣啊，医治心灵破碎的人呢。
But church is a place that where Lord Jesus heals those who are brokenhearted.
好，那么这个人不只是把他到店里，他还照应他。
And not only did he take him to the innkeeper, but he also took care of him.
好，读到这句话，我就想起一堆事情。
Or 照应
，take care of him.
Okay. And he also took care of him.
我想到这个照顾他，我就想到一堆事情。
And when I think of take care of him, I also think of other things.
有时候我们说照顾他就照顾他，可是其实有照顾过人的话，你知道说，你可能要把抱着放在床上。
When we think of taking care of him.We can think of many things. For example, we can think of carrying him onto the bed,
把他盖被
to cover him with sheets,
去洗把用毛巾用湿啊，或者擦他的头啊，擦他的脸啊，擦他身体、啊。
We might take a wet a towel to wash him.
还要买些东西给他吃，还喂他吃啊。
Or maybe buy some food and feed him.
啊，还可能带他去上厕所啊。
Or maybe even take him to the restroom. 啊，
做许许多多的事情。
It can be many things.
好。他都做了
，and he did all these。
他也可以觉得说我已经做到了，这个带他印尼了，我就走了。
And
没有，他还照顾他。
And he could have just left him at the end and just left, but no, he continued to take care of him.
那他走之前呢？隔一天大家都很忙啊，可是他走之前呢？他告诉这个店主说，你来照顾他。
And the next day when he was about to leave, he actually went to the innkeeper and asked the innkeeper to continue to take care of him.
其实在我们教会我看到说有些弟兄姐妹邀请一些人来教会。
And this, we can see this in church when some brothers and sisters invite their friends to come to church.
那么这个弟兄姐妹会跟其他的弟兄姐妹还是传道负责人说哦记得请你照顾他一下，因为他是住在你那一区，比较近。
They may say to some other brothers and sisters or the preacher, if they can watch over them because they might live closer.
好，那后来他也用钱呢、来帮助他。
And we can see back in the parable that the man gave money to the innkeeper.
其实如果他没有给钱的话，这个店主又没有爱心，他想说，那他走了，隔一天就把这个什么，这有。受伤的人丢出去，让他去，睡在外面，或到人死了。
Because we might think that if he did not give this money, then the innkeeper might the next day might have just thrown him outside.
所以我们可以看到说，这一个撒玛利亚，他爱人真的很彻底，他尽他一切所能的来帮助这个受伤的人。
And we can see that the Samaritan was very detailed in loving this person and.
那么我就讲一个真实见证。
And I'll there's a testimony.
在纽约啊，有一个弟兄啊，他见证说他常常捡到钱包。
And there's a brother in New York who testified that they constantly they find wallets.
他是做这个外卖啊，常常送外卖，可是送的当中常常不知道怎么搞的，就看到一些钱包。
And does a lot of shipping.And he often finds just wallets just left there.
他见证说，每次看到钱包，看看这个是谁的，想要送给他，把这钱送回去给他。看那个驾驶执照说这个 Bronx 好远啊，算了，钱放进去啊，钱包那个信用卡和那个什么驾驶执照就丢到那个信箱里面。
And his brothers, he would look in the wallet to see where these people, the wallet owners lived, and sometimes he would think, oh, Bronx, it's too far, therefore he would keep the money?
Yeah.
He would keep the money and then throw the credit cards into the post office, to the mailbox.
就请那个 mailman, 就是邮差啊，把这个，希望他有爱心一点，邮差自己付钱，这个贴个邮票。 送把这个信用卡一切的送回去这个主人。
With the hope that the mailman would look at the address and have a loving heart, put a stamp on the wallet and send it to the right address.
他有一次啊，他丢掉钱包。
But one time he lost his wallet.
他就说他丢掉超过七百多块钱。
And he lost about $700.
他想了一下，奇怪，那个七百多块钱是我以前他捡到钱包啊，那个钱他就自己算好了。也是700多块钱的。
He noticed that it was strange because all the money that he has collected from the lost wallets also added to about $700.
那不止这样子，他因为钱包不见了，他有信用卡，还有驾驶执照，所以他要打个电话把每一个这个信用卡取消掉。
And he had credit cards and his driver's license, so he had to call each credit card company to cancel his to void his credit cards.
他跟大家讲说，最让他很烦恼就是说很麻烦的就是他还要去那个 DMV 啊。去重新申请这个驾驶执照，还要付钱。
And was probably most,
不能上班。
Most troubling was that he had to go to DMV to reapply for a new driver's license so that he can continue to work.
他觉得啊，他说他真的很知道人家的痛苦啊。
And now he understands how other people suffer.
那后来呢？又不久，他又看到个钱包。
So not long, he saw another wallet.
奇怪，人家那时候信徒说奇怪，为什么老是发生在身上，为什么不发生在我身上？
And at the time, the other people were saying, "How come this never happens to me?"
那其实啊，我看神在考验他了。
I believe God is testing him.
好，那他拿到钱包啊，他也是先看一看，没有仔细看，看一下没有驾驶执照，他就把它带走了。
And he looked through the wallet, did not find a driver's license, so he took it with him.
他问带回去以后，跟他太太讲说，哎，太太，我找到钱包。
And he went home, told his wife, "I found another wallet."
太太说给我看，她仔细，太太比较细心嘛，女生都比较细心，仔细看，哎，看到这个没有，虽然没有驾驶执照，可是有一个这个 deposit slip， 就是银行的那个收据，还有他的名字、地址。
And he let his wife take a look at the wallet. Seems like women are more meticulous, and she found a deposit slip, from a bank.
那这时候我的弟兄要学乖了，他说他就吃完饭，就说晚上的时候啊，就带他的一个差不多11岁的小孩子，他的儿子啦，去找那一个人。
And this time he learned his lesson that after his dinner, he took his 11-year-old son to go find this person.
啊，这按电铃按了半天，这个人不出现，他准备要走了。
And he was at the door of this person's house, kept on ringing the doorbell, but no one answered.
准备要走的时候，这刚好有一个犹太人就开门。
And before he was about to leave, or he was about to leave, and he saw this Jewish person, and this Jewish person opened the door.
那因为他带他小儿子过去，因为他不太会说英文，就请这小孩子翻译啊。
And he brought his son because his English was not very well, so he asked the son to interpret for him.
啊，这个就问他说，先生啊，你有没有丢掉钱包？
And he asked the person, "Sir, did you lose your wallet?"
他摸摸这个。他自己丢掉钱包都还不知道。
And so he, this person reached down to his pants pockets. He lost his wallet. He did not even know it yet.
第二句话不说，跑上去拿那个驾驶执照，还有这个身份证，反正就是证明说他是这里的，他是这个人，而且地址是他的。
And without saying another word, he went into his house, got his driver's license, and some IDs to say that this house belongs to him.
那么他就把钱给他。这个犹太人就问我们的小弟兄。小弟兄，你要什么？我买给你。
And so this Jewish person took back his wallet and asked a little boy, what do you want? I'll buy it for you.
我们这个小弟兄啊，真的很，这个父母亲教的很好。
And this little boy was taught very well by his parents.
我记得他刚来美国的时候，从中欧到美国，他祷告不祷告，在那边看人家祷告，也不在那边捣闹。
And I remember when he first came to the United States.Everyone was praying, but this little boy would just kind of mess around.
可是在十一岁的时候，他已经变很乖啊。他可跟我们跪着祷告半个小时。
But when he was now that he's turned but throughout the years when he's 11 years old, now he's a very good little boy, and he can even pray for 30 minutes.
不打扰别人的。
Or he would not bother anyone.
祷告很迫切。好，那这个小弟兄就说，谢谢，我什么都不需要。
The little boy said very politely, "Thank you. I did not need anything."
哇，这个感谢主啊！如果我们孩子啊，说我什么都不需要，不错，没有开心的。
Thank God that if our own children can say, "No, I don't need anything," this is actually a very good sign.
他说这是个例子。其实我们在生活当中哦，常常要去为别人着想，爱人如己啊。
So this is one example where in our lives we have to think for other people. That's how we can love our neighbor as ourselves.
其实真的没有一定的规矩, 就是说什么事情会发生, 这个事情发生很多不同的情况。
And there are no sure regulations of what we should do in every situation because there are so many possibilities.
可是要有这个将心比心的心啊, 就是说如果是那一个人的话, 我会怎么感受?
But we have to think as if we're in the other person's shoes that what will happen if the same thing happened to us? How will we feel?
比如说你出去了, 看到有一个女孩子啊, 这个打开这个车子的那个什么, hood,
and for example, if we see a lady, she's opening the hood of her car.
拿了这个一桶这个什么清洁剂的水,
and she has filtered water.
清洁剂,
or
the index, 不是 index, 那个
washing fluid.
Yeah. 那你想说这个女孩子这样倒会不会乱倒还是怎么样？你可以跑过去跟她说，哎，小姐，我可不可以帮忙你？
And we might question, does this woman know what you're doing? Does she know what she's doing?
No, don't say that. 不是这样说啊。 Do you know what you're doing?
Or we might
kill yourself.
We might think she might spill the water or spill the fluid.
你就说，小姐，我可不可以帮忙你？ 不要说好像你懂不懂你在做什么？
We can ask her if she needs help.
好，那在纽约呢，真的。 有一个弟兄在清扫这个私底下都不告诉别人，他自己去清扫这个，就下雪了嘛，要把这个走道啊清干净。And
there's another example of a person who is shoveling snow.
那么教会清好了，他想说隔壁啊，我没有清呢，他也把这个隔壁的走道的雪啊也清掉。Or
he was shoveling the snow to a church, and he saw next door that they also had a lot of snow under. Had a lot of snow that he would go and help them out as well.
那过了不久以后啊，这个不是这个邻居，是另外一个邻居啊。后来我有次我在那边啊，这个邻，我记得我那时候晚上啊在下雪，那我在里面，那出来的时候呢，哎，发觉到怎么雪不见了。And
but this other another neighbor went to. Wait,
不是我了，OK，像说。 我在教会里面，我出来的时候，哎，怎么发觉雪不见了？
Or I was also in church, but when I went out, I saw that all the snow is gone.
那我就去问一下，哎，谁？我很好奇，因为我知道说这不是我们亲的。
I was very curious because I knew this was not done by us.
那我问一下，才发觉到是我们纽约教会隔壁另外一个隔壁的人呢，他说他把他的清完以后，他也清我们的教会的那个。
But it's actually another neighbor who was at the time shoveling his own snow, and also he helped out to shovel our snow.
其实这些事情都很容易做.
And all these things can be done rather easily.
我们看到的时候，赶快就去做了，不要想说这个好像我们不要像祭圣地为人，这跟我好像无关了。And
when we see something in need, we can just go and do it. We should not be like the priests or the Levites and second think. This has nothing to do with us.
所以主耶稣呢，讲这个比喻啊，是天国的奥秘，来讲解啊，谁是我们的邻舍。So
Lord Jesus said this parable to explain what it means to explain to the question who is our neighbor.
那第二，他回答了啊，这个爱邻舍如同自己的真的意义是什么？
He also answered the question, what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself?
他也回答了如何的爱我们邻舍。He
also asked the question, how to love our neighbor?
那最后想问大家两个问题啊。So
lastly, I'd like to ask everyone two questions.
请问这个撒玛利亚人呢得到什么东西啊？And
first question,
他得到什么？
What did the Samaritan get in return?
其实他离神不远。And
this person, the Samaritan is not far from God.
他成就了这个律法的下半段。
He fulfilled the second half of the law.
他只是还不认识这位真神。It's
just that he did not know the true God.
他只要一认识真神呢，他就可以进天国了。That
once he knows the true God, he can enter into heaven.
那第二呢？
Secondly,
我相信圣教所说的，怜悯你的人有福了，因为他们也会得到怜悯。
Secondly, I believe in I It reminds me of the verse, blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall also receive mercy.
啊，第三呢，他，我相信他做这个善事的时候，觉得活得很有意义。
And thirdly, I believe that when he was doing good, it gave him a lot of meaning or value.
我相信我们在做善事的时候，自己要做善事啊，我们觉得说，哎，今天活得很充实啊。
And I believe that when we do something good for someone else, we think that today I did a
feel very fulfilled.
I feel very fulfilled.
那最后呢，他在天国得到大赏赐。
And lastly, in heaven, he has a great reward.
不只是他帮助人，而且他是还是帮助这个仇敌。
And not only did he help others, but he specifically helped an enemy.
那最后主耶稣问这个律法师什么话呢？
So what did Lord Jesus finally ask the lawyer?
我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
37节。
And verse 37.
耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Lord Jesus said, go and do likewise.
主耶稣要我们也是这样行。
Lord Jesus also wants to do us to do the same.
那我们就可以承受永生了。
And then we can inherit eternal life.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
122首。
122.